It was not luck or chance or fate that Ruth, when she walked out the door that morning, that she turned left instead of turning right. It was not luck that she just happened to glean in the fields of Boaz, who was a relative of Naomi of the clan of Elimelech. In this story, Boaz is a hero. He is said to be a man of wealth, of plenty, and a man of integrity, but he's not the hero. Boaz, in the story of Ruth, is just a picture, just a small player in a bigger drama. And if we go to the end of the book of Ruth, we would see that Boaz is in the lineage of Perez. We read about Perez way back in Genesis 38. And Perez is a child of Judah and Tamar, which is one of the R-rated chapters of the Bible. Anyway, when Judah's father, Jacob, is on his deathbed, he says that the scepter will not pass from Judah. In other words, Judah's line will be a line of royalty. And that was another hint of where this long-awaited Messiah, this seed of the woman who would crush the head of the serpent, would come from. He would be from Judah's line. And here we have Boaz in Judah's line, who is going to continue the line of Naomi and Elimelech through Ruth, from whom the true hero will come. And we see this once again, that the tragic heartache set the stage for the true hero. There would be another hero to come. He would come from Bethlehem. His family would be of the line of Judah. It was no accident that Caesar Augustus called for a census and that Joseph and Mary had to return to Bethlehem. And it was no accident that Mary was great with child at that particular time. And it was no accident that she just happened to give birth while in the very same Bethlehem that Boaz and Ruth inhabited. It was God's providence. But not only that, Jesus would be the definition of worthy, just like Boaz is called a worthy man. Jesus is a man of integrity. They could never bring an accusation against Jesus that would stick. He was like a lamb before its shearers. He was silent. And when they reviled him and mocked him, he didn't react in kind. But he was a man of integrity, upholding the righteousness of God, not allowing anyone to skirt around their sin. He was kind and compassionate and gracious and merciful. And he will show up again as a valiant warrior. He will be the rider on a white horse named Faithful and True, and he will make war. Eyes like flames of fire, a robe dipped in blood, and from his mouth a sharp sword which he will strike down the nations and rule them with a rod of iron, with his name, King of Kings, tattooed on his thigh, because he has already won the victory over sin and death. And Jesus, consider his plenty. Consider what he owns. He owns it all. Every bird of the air, every fish of the sea. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He owns the creator rights over your life, and to him you owe your allegiance. He owns the heavens, and he also owns the pit of hell. People think that hell is a place that the devil rules and a place devoid of God, but they are wrong. Hell is a place where the devil will be tormented in the presence of God's wrath, along with every person who rejects God's Son. But you need to know that this hero, Jesus, is for you. He can be your hero, your Savior, your commander, the one who is the justification for your sin. And your God is a providential God. And just because the circumstances and situations of your life seem bleak and hopeless now, doesn't mean that God is not working for your good and his glory. Did you ever consider that these scenarios were designed and ordained so that you would see your need for the true hero, to trust him and to depend upon Jesus Christ? Has it occurred to you that God is always faithful to his promises and he will carry out his plans today, no matter how dark the day may seem or hopeless the situation may get? We keep trusting God. God's providence is the foundation of our trust. If he's not ordaining and continually involved in the lives of all things, then what confidence do we truly have? But he is providential and he is working to showcase the glory of the one true hero. As you pray today, please remember Danny and Rita Ballard, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Sukuma LifeWord broadcast heard throughout Tanzania.